Poverty is a dire condition for any individual, with far-reaching consequences recognized across cultures over centuries. Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, sought refuge from it, warning about its consequences, stating, "Poverty almost leads to disbelief." Ancient philosophers offered varied perspectives. Socrates viewed it as a state of meanness, viciousness, and discontent, while Aristotle described it as the parent of revolution and crimes. Despite humanity's progress, poverty persists, with over a billion people still living in destitution today. The UN defines poverty as severe deprivation of basic human needs, including food, clean drinking water, sanitation, healthcare, shelter, education, and information. Poverty rates are critical indicators of deprivation within an economy and reflect the success or failure of government policies. Powerful interests influence how poverty is expressed, whether it becomes a national priority and which mitigation policies are adopted. Experts, policymakers, and political elites indeed categorize, stigmatize, and neutralize the poor through analyses that obscure the political nature of social and economic inequality, O'Connor, 2001-12. Moreover, how financial and economic managers present poverty to political decision-makers certainly matters more than the problem itself. Lederche et al., 2003, classify poverty into four key segments: monetary poverty, defined by income levels or material consumption; capability poverty, when individuals fail to achieve their potential due to a lack of resources or opportunities; social exclusion poverty, when individuals or groups face barriers to entry in society; participatory poverty, engaging the poor in understanding poverty and seeking solutions. The monetary poverty approach identifies people's need for basic life necessities. The income-based method measures a person's ability to earn enough to satisfy basic needs. This method is arguably better suited for middle-income countries like Pakistan, but is not followed. Instead, Pakistan uses a consumption-based approach, which some consider more appropriate for low-income countries. This method determines minimum welfare levels based on a daily food basket, providing 2,350 calories and allowances for essential non-food needs. The debate over which method better represents economic distress remains unresolved, as they appear to be two faces of the same coin, different approaches to measuring the same fundamental problem. Governments have made efforts towards poverty reduction through policy interventions supported by international donors. However, while these efforts have seen some success, they have not significantly impacted all segments of poverty, a persistent challenge. In 2013-14, Pakistan updated its poverty measures from a nutritional inadequacy model to the cost of basic needs, CBN, method.